This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, and happy Monday, Path to Freedom listeners. For those of you listening in real time, it's Thanksgiving week, so a short work week for most of us. I know I'm trying to jam a full week's worth of work into the next couple of days, so very busy, but also looking forward to some downtime, catching up with family, eating way too much, and everything that typically goes with the Thanksgiving holiday. Certainly, you know, looks like it's going to be a different holiday season than typical, just due to travel restrictions and people trying to make sure they're following appropriate protocol and, you know, not having gatherings of too many people and so forth. But nonetheless, want to wish everyone out there a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you get to take some time to relax, enjoy your family, enjoy some great food, and really just take some time to contemplate on all of the blessings that you have in your life and everything that we do have to be thankful for. And on that note, today's Mindset Monday episode is going to be a little bit of a cliche Thanksgiving episode in that I want to talk about, you know, taking time to really appreciate the things that we have in life and not get too caught up focusing on the things that we're still striving for and the things that we're still looking to accomplish. Because that's obviously a big theme of this podcast, right? I mean, the path to freedom, it's all about, you know, chasing freedom and trying to create the life of our dreams. You know, that's certainly, you know, where a lot of my time and energy is focused. If you listen to the Thursday interview episodes that I do, you know that, you know, most of the guests I've interviewed on the podcast are very driven people that have, for the most part, all accomplished quite a bit of success and created quite a bit of freedom for themselves and their lives already, but they're constantly looking for more. They're always looking to grow. And that's something that I've talked a lot about on these Mindset Monday episodes. If you're not growing, you're dying. So we should always be looking for ways to improve and looking for ways to continue to learn and continue to develop new skills and strengthen our mindset so that we can go on to accomplish more in our lives. And I certainly don't want to take away from any of that because I believe it. It's, you know, a big part of what I'm always working on myself. But with that being said, I also think it's important that, you know, we figure out how to intentionally take time in our lives, really on a day-to-day basis, to stop and appreciate everything that we have accomplished, appreciate all of the blessings that we do have, whether those are blessings that you feel like you've earned through hard work and grit, or whether those are blessings that maybe you feel like you don't deserve. I know I have plenty of blessings in my life that I feel like I probably don't deserve, or, you know, what have I done to be so lucky or to be so blessed? But I think it's worth taking a few minutes here this week of Thanksgiving to, you know, talk about the importance of hitting pause and reflecting and being grateful for everything that we do have. And there's a quote that I wanted to tie into this. It's one I've seen quite a few times, and I think it's pretty appropriate. The quote's by Oprah. And Oprah says, "Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never have enough." And I think that's very, very important to think about and to understand and then to put into practice. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about gratitude here on the podcast. I did a Mindset Monday episode months ago about why it's important to intentionally practice gratitude, because without gratitude, Oprah's right. You know, if you're not able to be grateful for the things you already do have, then nothing's ever going to really satisfy you. And so while, you know, for myself, the guests I've had on the podcast, the audience listening in, all very driven people that are motivated to continue growing and continue improving and, you know, really always working on creating the life of their dreams, it's equally as important that we stop and take account of everything that we have in our lives and everything that we should be grateful for. And I mean, honestly, in a year like 2020, it's very easy to get, you know, sidetracked with all of the things that are not going right, you know, with all of the things that, you know, have happened this year that maybe are not ideal or were certainly not how, you know, a lot of people were expecting their year to go. But I think it's even more important to, you know, in times like this and in years like 2020 with everything going on, it's even more important to really stop and appreciate everything that we have to be grateful for. You know, if you turn on the mainstream media and watch the news for 5 minutes, you would literally think the world is just, you know, burning around us. And there's no doubt there's a lot of bad things happening in the world, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it's poverty, whether it's racial inequality, whether it's, you know, some other politically driven issue, or, you know, just other diseases and famines. I mean, there's so many bad things happening in the world. But at the end of the day, especially if you live in the United States and enjoy the freedom that we do in this country, it could be a lot worse. And I realize that everyone's situation is different. And I certainly don't want to be insensitive to those that have, you know, really been going through a rough time this year. But, you know, we still have so much to be grateful for. And it's easy to lose sight of that in the midst of all the chaos and the negativity and the things that are going on in the world right now. So I'd really encourage people, you know, especially when you're feeling down and feeling like this year's beat you up, stop and really take some time to think about what you're grateful for. And I can promise you it will shift your mindset. It will, you know, put you looking at life through a lens of opportunity versus looking at life through a lens of negativity and all of the things that are not going right. And I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, weave in some good old Stoic philosophy before I wrap this episode up. Remember what our Stoic friends, the Stoic philosophers, have always said, which is focus on what you can control and don't let the things outside of your control derail you. It will be what it will be. For many of us, there's little to nothing that we can do about some of the macro level things at play in the world, other than be educated, play our part, vote, you know, when you have the opportunity to vote. But beyond that, it's not a whole lot we can do in our day-to-day to impact some of these things. What we can do, though, is put our head down, focus on the goals that we've set for ourselves, and do everything within our power to keep pushing towards and achieving those goals. And when bad things happen, when life throws us curveballs, all we can control is how we react to that and our mindset and our attitude going forward. So I'll get off my soapbox now. Really, more than anything in this short episode today, just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Enjoy the holidays. I hope that you're able to get together with your family and really just enjoy this amazing country that we live in, the freedom that we all share and celebrate, and take some time to really think about and appreciate everything in your life that you have to be thankful for. Take some time off of thinking about what you don't yet have and what you have not yet accomplished. I believe it's important to always be focusing on how you can grow and how you can get better, but it's equally as important to think about what you've already done, what you've already accomplished, and how far you've come. So with that, just wanted to quickly say I'm very thankful for the opportunity to do this podcast. I'm very thankful for everyone that listens in. Of course, I'm thankful for my family, my friends, everyone that supports me in these efforts. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving week. Go drop in and be thankful. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.